Hola, and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. If you want to say, what do you want? What do you want? It's ¿qué quieres? ¿Qué quieres? What do you want? ¿Qué quieres? Okay, so ¿qué quieres? What do you want? And I'm just going to add at the bottom of the screen two infinitives to two do words. We don't need to memorize these, so more advanced learners might know these. But we're going to leave them down at the bottom to make it the lesson accessible to everybody. So, llevar is to wear. It also means to carry, but we're going to use it here as to wear. Llevar, to wear. And comprar, to buy. So, llevar, to wear. And comprar, to buy. Okay, so straightforward question. How would you say what do you want to wear? What do you want to wear today? What would that be? ¿Qué quieres llevar? ¿Qué quieres llevar? I did say today, you could say ¿Qué quieres llevar hoy? What do you want to wear today? Now, if we had in front of us two things to choose from, or any number of things to choose from, let's say T-shirts, camisetas, and we wanted to ask which one do you want to wear, which one, it's cuál. So cuál is which one, and it's important to remember which one, not which, okay? You can come a bit unstuck if you try to learn that cuál is which. So for the moment, keep in mind which one, and you'll see why later. Okay, so how would you say, which one do you want to wear? So instead of what do you want to wear, which one do you want to wear? What would that be? ¿Cuál quieres llevar? ¿Cuál quieres llevar? So, ¿qué quieres llevar? What do you want to wear? ¿Cuál quieres llevar? Which one do you want to wear? How would you say, which one do you want to buy? Which one do you want to buy? So, at a market, or in a shop, and there's a couple of things to choose from. Which one? So how would you say, which one do you want to buy? ¿Cuál quieres comprar? ¿Cuál quieres comprar? And how would you say, what do you want to buy? What do you want to buy? What would that be? ¿Qué quieres comprar? ¿Qué quieres comprar? If you want to say, you're going to, or are you going to, it's just vas a. So vas a is you're going to, or are you going to, vas a. How would you say, what are you going to buy? What are you going to buy? What would that be? ¿Qué vas a comprar? ¿Qué vas a comprar? What are you going to buy? How about, which one are you going to wear? So which one of the camisetas, which one of the t-shirts, which one are you going to wear? ¿Cuál vas a llevar? ¿Cuál vas a llevar? Now, if the which one was which ones, say for example, a pair of shoes, a pair of socks, we would say ¿cuáles? Okay, so ¿cuál? Which one? ¿Cuáles? Which ones? Okay, which ones? So let's say we're you're looking at shoes in a shoe shop, and the question is, or the question you're asked is, which ones are you going to buy? So what would that be? Which ones are you going to buy? ¿Cuáles vas a comprar? ¿Cuáles vas a comprar? Okay. Let's say you're getting ready to go out with your friend, and you ask your friend. Your friend's looking at various earrings, or she's got lots of different earrings, and so you're asking which ones, because she wears two earrings. Which ones are you going to wear? Which ones are you going to wear? What would that be? ¿Cuáles vas a llevar? ¿Cuáles vas a llevar? Which ones are you going to wear? Which ones are you going to use? Okay, so far we've got ¿qué for what? And ¿cuál for which one? And ¿cuáles which ones? If we want to say in English, which t-shirt are you going to wear? So there's two or three t-shirts there, and it's which t-shirt are you going to wear? You can't translate that which with cuál. Remember what I said earlier, that cuál isn't which, but which one. Or at least that's how we have to keep it in our head so that we get this right. So t-shirt is camiseta. We could not say ¿cuál camiseta vas a llevar? Which t-shirt are you going to wear? Remember that ¿cuál is which one? So it'd be saying which one t-shirt are you going to wear? Which doesn't make sense. Not which one t-shirt. So in Spain, that would be considered completely incorrect and would sound very strange and you'd get corrected. You do hear it occasionally in Latin America, but generally, ¿cuál camiseta? Would not be correct. You'd have to say, ¿qué camiseta vas a llevar? So, ¿cuál is which one? Which means we cannot use ¿cuál and then a noun. So we can't say, for which book do you want? We can't say, ¿cuál libro? Because that would be which one book. So we'd have to say, ¿qué libro? ¿Qué libro? Or if the books are in front of you, then obviously you would just say which one, ¿cuál? ¿Cuál quieres? Without saying the noun, without saying the word. So if you need to use the noun straight after, it can't be with ¿cuál? Because it would be which one book, which one car. You would have to use what. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of easy to follow steps. So how would we say? So camiseta is t-shirt. So how would you say, which t-shirt are you going to buy? Which t-shirt are you going to buy? What would that be? ¿Qué camiseta vas a comprar? ¿Qué camiseta vas a comprar? And how about if you're going to ask, which earrings are you going to wear? Which earrings are you going to wear? And earrings are pendientes, pendientes. So how would you say, which earrings are you going to wear? What would that be? ¿Qué pendientes vas a llevar? ¿Qué pendientes vas a llevar? So we can't say ¿cuáles pendientes? Because that would be like saying, which one's earrings, which doesn't make sense. How would you say, which pizza do you want? Which pizza do you want? What would that be? ¿Qué pizza quieres? ¿Qué pizza quieres? If the pizzas are in front of you, you could, and the person already knows what the choices are, then of course it could be, which one do you want? And in which case it would be ¿cuál quieres? ¿Cuál quieres? But we couldn't say ¿cuál pizza? quieres? Okay, we're just going to put a bit more vocabulary down at the bottom here. Again, this is just to make the lesson accessible to all learners. Tu nombre, your name. Tu dirección, your address. Tu número, your number, could be phone number. Tu trabajo, your work or your job. And el significado, the meaning. El significado. Okay? So we've seen that qué is what and cuál is which one. That's helped us, those two definitions have helped us so far. Now, what if we want to say, what is your address? What is your address? Your address is tu dirección. You probably know that S is. So how are we going to say, what is your address? Now, the obvious answer would seem to be, ¿qué es tu dirección? What? We learnt that ¿qué is what? That's actually incorrect, and we'll come on in a second as to what that would actually mean. But let's go to the actual answer, and it would be ¿cuál es tu dirección? ¿Cuál es tu dirección? Which one is your address? Which one is your address? Now, that sounds obviously very strange to us, but we've just got to stretch a little bit the meaning of which one. So in English, which one is an obvious choice of a few things that may be in front of us or have just been referred to. In Spanish, the which one can be any of the ones that exist. So which one is your address out of all the addresses that exist in the world? Which one is your telephone number out of all the telephone numbers that there are? So this obviously feels like it's kind of stretching the definition of which one, but it's definitely the easiest way to remember cuál and qué. So how would we say, what's your name? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? Obviously, you will also know that ¿cómo te llamas? Is another way of saying, what's your name? But if we're using the actual word nombre, name, it's ¿cuál es tu nombre? Which one is your name? How about, what's your job? What's your profession? What would that be? ¿Cuál es tu trabajo? ¿Cuál es tu trabajo? Which one is your job out of all the jobs there are? One that I forgot to put down at the bottom there is fecha. Fecha is date. Date. La fecha, the date. How would you say, what's the date? ¿Cuál es la fecha? ¿Cuál es la fecha? Which one is the date out of all the dates there are? Which one? ¿Cuál es la fecha? Now, there would be a way of using qué and fecha to say what is the date. But we would have to say qué fecha es. What date is it? What date is it? Because then we have qué plus the noun. If you remember from earlier, we couldn't say cuál plus a noun. So we couldn't say cuál camiseta, which t-shirt, because that would be which one t-shirt. We had to say qué plus the noun, qué camiseta. And the same here, if you want to say what date, you'd have to say qué fecha. ¿Qué fecha? What date? ¿Qué fecha es? What date is it? ¿Qué fecha es hoy? What date is it today? But if you want to kind of have a more literal translation from English to what is the date, it would be ¿cuál es la fecha? Which one is the date? and that applies to all the other words we've got here. So we could say, ¿Qué número? ¿Qué número? And that would be, what number? So you wouldn't be able to say, what is the number with ¿Qué? That would have to be, ¿Cuál es el número? Which one is the number out of all the numbers? But you could say, because we can't say ¿Cuál? And then a noun, you could say, ¿Qué número? What number? So, what number is it? ¿Qué número es? What number do you want? ¿Qué número quieres? What address is it? ¿Qué dirección es? But, as I mentioned before, if you want to say, what is your address, it has to be, which one is your address? ¿Cuál es tu dirección? And the reason why, ¿qué es tu nombre? ¿Qué es tu dirección? ¿Qué es tu número? Is wrong, is because ¿qué es? Is asking, what is it? What is the meaning? So, ¿qué es una naranja? What is an orange? ¿Qué es un ornitorrinco? Actually, it's a duck-billed platypus, but there's the question, what is it? So, ¿qué es? Is asking for the definition of what's coming up. So, ¿qué es un ornitorrinco? Is what is the definition of a duck-billed platypus? ¿Qué es tu nombre? What is the definition of, inverted commas, your name? So that's why we can't use it, because ¿qué es? Is asking for the definition. And that concludes today's pre-Spanish lesson, as mentioned earlier. If you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1-6 course.